Breathe upon your word today. Breathe upon your word today. We worship and honor you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Please give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. This morning, before I step into the moving from where we used to be to where we ought to be, I want to give you a charge on the value of the house of the Lord. Why do we have to leave everywhere to come to a physical gathering like this? Pastors of ministry, overseers of ministry, church members, people travel from Canada, travel from USA, travel from everywhere. Especially in a generation where value is low. There are pastors who have never attended a meeting like this for the last 15 years. Psalm 122, verse 1. Why did the psalmist say, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord"? Why? This is important for the pastor to know, and it is important for the member to know. Many lives and destinies shifted in the presence of God through Scripture. First of all, Jacob experienced the power of his house in Genesis chapter 28, verse 16. In fact, if you start from verse 12, the Bible said, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed." You can now jump to verse 16. "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God." Anything that happened there for Jacob is the natural climate of the house. This is none other but the house of the Lord. Place it back. And this is the gate of heaven. This is the house. That was the beginning of the encounters of Jacob that changed his life. It happened in the place he called the house of the Lord. Second, Moses experienced his call in what might be looked at as the house of the Lord as well. In Exodus chapter 3 and in verse 1, it said, "Now Moses, kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God. The Bible calls the mountain of the Lord the mountain of the Lord's house. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. Isaiah chapter 2 from verse 1-2. And the nations shall flow into it. The mountain of the Lord's house. So the Lord's house is the mountain of the Lord. That is why you hear us say, on this mountain you shall have your visitation. On this mountain you shall have your deliverance. On this mountain you shall have your visitation. On this mountain your story shall change. So where did Moses receive the call that changed his life? Where did Moses receive that touch that changed his life? It was the mountain of the Lord, which is equivalent to the house of the Lord. Then you go further, you look at Isaiah. Isaiah experienced a lift and a shift when he encountered the temple of the Lord, whether it was in vision or in the physical. In Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1, the Bible said, he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his strength filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphims, each one had his wings, six wings, and with 20 covered his face, and so on and so forth. Isaiah's life changed in the temple. Fourth example is the woman with the spirit of infirmity, the woman with the spirit of infirmity, in Luke chapter 10, chapter 13, and in verse 10. Luke chapter 13 and in verse 10. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her in the synagogue where he was teaching, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, we'll leave that for another day. There is somebody whose life shall be straightened up here today. That amen is not a correct one. If you are saying amen, say it like you mean it. Say a louder believer's amen. Say a louder believer's amen. Say my life is changing today in the house of the Lord. My life is changing today in the house of the Lord. Look at Matthew chapter 21 verse 14. The house of the Lord changed the life of the blind and the lame. Matthew chapter 21 verse 14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Came to him in the temple. He healed on the street, but they came to him expecting that in the temple something must change for them. And they were not disappointed. Somebody, you are not going to be disappointed today. So I like you to wipe it out from the mind of the church membership that the church is only a place to gather religiously. No. It's a place for formality. No. In these days of internet and days of television evangelism and ministry, most people's spiritual lives have been practically destroyed. Practically destroyed. There is nothing that takes the place of the physical meeting of the people of God in church. You are watching me on television now, I'm talking to you. The only reason why you are excused might be because maybe you are not in the vicinity, or maybe you are far away from where you can be physically present in the assembly. There is forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. Whatever he said yesterday is relevant to tomorrow. is relevant till tomorrow. Nothing will take the place of the physical assembly of the people of God. Nothing. Not television, not internet, not DVD, not VCD, nothing. When we were in the university in those days, some young men came and said, "Oh, God is no longer in the church. Oh no, everybody is a priest. Oh no, anywhere you are can be a church." Those guys got destroyed. God destroyed in immorality. Some ran mad. Died terribly and miserably. There is no substitute for the house of God. Now, what is the benefit of the house? What do we experience or achieve by being physically in the house? Number one, spiritual and supernatural strength. Supernatural strength. Spiritual and supernatural strength. No, Psalm 84, verse 7. He said, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. They go from strength to strength. From strength to strength. As they appear in Zion. Not as they listen to a tape. It has its place in your life. But appearing in Zion. Physically appearing in Zion. Shifts you to another level of strength. Another. Physically. I have been going to sit under my father in the Lord for so many years, all the way from the days of Raji Oba 1998. Don't know how many years that is now. So many years. And then Shiloh, since Shiloh was 99, that's for 23 solid years, you didn't shift and miss one. There were people that were with us at the same time who were also hanging around. They would come and sit and minister, sit and so on. Suddenly, maybe they became too big or the discipline became too rigorous or something and they just disappeared. Some of those people, I'm not sure whether they attend any form of ministers' conference or sit meeting where any other person talks to them. And for 99.99% of them, ministry is almost zero. They go from strength to strength. There is something there is a level of strength to pass into by coming physically into Zion. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before the Lord. What is in Zion? Why do we come and what do we expect? Number two is divine encounters and visitation. Divine encounters and visitation. Divine encounters and visitation. God can visit you at home. God can visit you even in the toilet. But visitation and encounter, the house of the Lord is the venue where visitation and encounters are natural. You can get petrol on the roadside if you want it, but there is a place where you get it effortlessly. Am I communicating? Divine encounters and visitation. The encounter that happened to God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo, where that shifted him and he said the battle is passed over to you. That encounter happened while he was sitting inside the service and Kenneth Hagin was teaching. He was on the gallery. Divine encounters, divine visitations, they happen to people in the presence of the Lord. This church today is almost like, I'm not sure whether there is a service where somebody does not encounter something. While you were praying, I saw this. While you were praying, I saw this happen. Or this happened. Somebody removed something from me. It's the place of encounters. If you want encounters to continuously happen stresslessly, there is no option. Thirdly, it is a place of angelic and celestial traffic. Angelic and celestial traffic or activity. Angelic and celestial traffic. The ministry of angels are normal, natural in the house of the Lord. Jacob saw the angels ascending and saw the angels descending in the house of the Lord. Angels were ascending. Angels were descending. Angels were ascending. Angels were descending. What is the assignment? They arrive. They ascend with your request. Descend with your results. They ascend and descend. Ascending and descending. Angels of preservation. Angels of revelation. Angels of direction. All are available abundant in Zion. Somebody say a loud amen. When we're singing the song, if God will open your eyes, you'll see angels in abundance, available, on assignment, ready. Angelic traffic, angelic activity is high. What is available in Zion? The knowledge. All right. Access to the ways of God. Access to the ways of God. Again, like I said, it is possible to study the Bible on your own, know God on your own, but there is a place where it is easily and readily available. Do you know what? I see a lot of revelations on my own, but my revelations explode in the house, explode in the church. There are times when, while I am standing right in the church, I see things I have never seen in my life, myself, right inside the church. Access to the ways of God. Psalm 77, verse 13. Psalm 77 and in verse 13. Look at what the scripture said. It said, thy way, thy way, thy way, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Thy way, thy way, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thy way, thy way, O God. The pastor can carry a verse and God can say something to you that is separate from what the pastor said from the verse. Thy way is in the sanctuary. Psalm 73 and in verse 17. Psalm 73 and in verse 17 says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I. Understood I. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I. There are people seated here this morning. There is something God is going to cause you to understand that you have never understood all your life. Something is about to happen to you that is going to change your life and shift your level. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Can that amen be louder? Can that amen be louder still? Lift your voice and say, Father, change my level. Change my life today. Say, I receive understanding like never before. I receive light and insight like never before. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Are you receiving anything at all? Every member of every church in the world must listen to this message. So that you can enhance the value of church attendance. So that we don't come to church and just return back for nothing. The house of God is the place of access to the ways of God. Number five, it is the place of deliverance and breakthrough. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. There shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. The house of God is the place of deliverance and breakthrough. The place of they shall possess their possession. That is, there is something in the house. There is something in the house. There is an unction in the house that breaks the yoke. There is an unction in the house that just opens the door. People meet me on the road and say, please lay hands on me. Somebody on wheelchair. So I say, please help me. Help me. I say 99.99% of the miracles, signs, wonders I have seen happened in the church or in the service or maybe a crusade ground. 99%. Don't look for me myself. Just come into the service. Come, enter the atmosphere. Enter the atmosphere. It is natural there. Am I speaking to somebody here? There are many people in our church that have been healed and delivered without anybody for them. All they did was they stepped into the atmosphere and the devil stepped out. No, normal people don't understand. Lay your hand on me. Touch me. Pray for me. I am absolutely helpless. The cases that we dance on top of on crusade ground that come out of stretcher and wheelchair, and all, if I see them by myself, I'm just helpless. Is it okay for somebody to tell the truth? That's the trouble. I just feel my own helplessness. If we broadly say, okay, be healed, move this and that, and God does it, we feel excited. But inside his presence, I believe for anything. I am not surprised if anything happens. If we come inside the church or we are right at the crusade ground, I am not surprised if anything happens. Because I know that is the accredited venue. Somebody say accredited. That is the accredited venue, the accredited location for healing, accredited location for deliverance, accredited location for breakthrough. He said the lame and the blind came to him in the temple and he healed them there. He healed the woman that was doubly bent right in the temple. That is the accredited venue, accredited location, accredited venue. And in case you are here this morning and you are in need of a healing, you are in need of a deliverance, you are in need of a breakthrough, I prophesy to you today, it is released now. And pastors and leaders of ministry, you don't need to be afraid. You are not the one who will heal the people. He has already accredited the venue and accredited the location for healing, for deliverance, for breakthrough. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. I believe and I declare that in the name of Jesus, you will proceed and you will see them. You will see the healings, you will see the miracles, you will see the signs, and you will see the wonders. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Is God speaking to anybody at all? It is the place for healings and the place for deliverance. Accredited for healings and deliverance. Number 6, the house of the Lord is the place of answered prayer. Answered prayer. When Solomon was dedicating his temple, he said, if your people pray towards this temple, please hear from heaven and answer them. That was a done deal. That was why in Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, Daniel was praying and headed in the direction of Jerusalem. Because it was a deal sealed. And Jesus said with his mouth, my house shall be called the house of prayer. In Matthew chapter 21 verse 14, it is the house of prayer. Not just a place you come to pray. A place you come to pray and expect to be answered. That was why he said in Isaiah, in Psalm 65 verse 2, O thou that hearest prayers, unto you shall all flesh come. We are coming because we know you hear. We are coming because we know you answer. Unto you shall all flesh come. That is why many people come and right in the presence of God, in the house of God, in the front of God, prayer that they've been praying on their own just got answered easily. Do you know that Zechariah's wife was barren, himself was barren. As a priest, he has prayed. Prayer wasn't answered. The answer came to him in the temple. While he was officiating in the temple, in Luke chapter 2, from verse 5 all the way, you begin to read and you'll hear the story of Zechariah. How that him and his wife were very, very clean and very, very neat. Can you place on the screen Luke 1:5 or Luke 2:5? Place on the screen. And they were blameless according to scripture 1:5. There was, in the days of Herod the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the house of Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass, as he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him the angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar while in the temple. This is a man that had prayed in his house, prayed for his wife. But answer came in the temple while he was executing his priest's office. We see the combination of kingdom service and addiction to the house producing answer to prayer. Am I communicating at all? A combination of kingdom service and addiction to the house producing answer to prayer. I announce to somebody today, every answer you are trusting the Lord for that you have not had before now shall be released in this service today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree the release of your answers right now in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Is anybody getting anything at all? What is the purpose of the house of the Lord? Number 7. It is a place of spiritual realignment. Realignment. It is like an aircraft control tower. Realignment. Spiritual realignment. That is, you are pulled back to track in the house. You are pulled back to track in the house. He said in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, especially as you see the day approaching. Go ahead. He's telling us the consequence of being away. For if we sin willfully, that is, being out of the house makes sinfulness easy. Especially willful sinfulness. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for the sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy. So you are realigned. You know, as a pastor, you can be so tempted. I have programs. I have a lot of schedule. I have a lot of this and a lot of that. And you are so buried in the work of the Lord until you have lost your walk with the Lord. You are buried in the work and lost your walk. At the early times of Shiloh, at the beginning times, I will rush back to take midweek service and rush back to continue and finish it. And then at times I will miss the final day of impartation. And I looked at, I think that was once or twice. I said, what rubbish is this? I have a whole year to preach to the church. And it's possible I can preach a message for them to listen to in my absence. And I can become more useful. So I sit down, session to session, brutal, from beginning to end. You just left a crusade where you saw countless number of people in thousands. You still came and sat down to write. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You will never miss it. Nobody shall be a victim of spiritual pride. In the name of Jesus, you will never miss direction. You will never miss focus. Stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen. You will never miss direction. You will never miss focus. You will never miss your purpose. You will never miss God's plan for your life. In the name of Jesus. For the next 10 minutes, I'd like you to select 3 out of those things. You need everything, right? And we had 7 of them. So we'll take 14 minutes. Two minutes per point. And asking the Lord, I am in the house of the Lord. I want to move to another level of strength. I cannot return back to where I have come from. With the same strength with which I came here. The Bible said Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost and his fame spread. He returned. Father, I want to return with another strength. And then we move to the second point. I need an encounter. Now the ICT, you will place it on the screen and then we'll change after two minutes. Before this prayer, 14 minutes prayer is over, something will change in somebody's life. You are telling the Lord, if this is what the house of the Lord is all about, then I have been going to the house without getting the benefits. For many people, many of us have been getting the benefits. Now you can step into church with expectation. You can step into service with desperation. You can step into a conference with force. I think we'll have to repreach this message on a Sunday morning or maybe service. So that the majority of the people can hear what we are talking about. Blessing Sunday, most likely. Very, very important. Very important for church people to know that there is no business enough to take you from the house. There is no appointment enough to take you from the house. We have not wasted our time. I can't remember missing service consciously all my life. Sit at home doing what? Is it a spell? Sit at home doing what? I even tell people, of all the days to travel, why Sunday morning? Of all the days to travel, why Sunday morning? Remain in the town where you are and attend service first. If you have to, you can travel after service. And I've talked to some people and they have rescheduled their shift. You won't do that. Will you have the appointment with the president of a country? And then you say you have another appointment or you have a journey to make. No. So we are going to pray. Lift up your hands and your voice right now. And say after me, say, Father. Well, if I to, that is going to take our time. So go ahead and make demands on supernatural strength for the next 2 minutes. Spiritual and supernatural strength. I am in the house today and I am demanding supernatural strength. I am moving to another level of spiritual strength. Open your mouth and pray. prepared and made demands on divine encounters and visitation. I will not miss my own encounter. I won't miss my own visitation in this house of the Lord, in this season of encounter, in this season of visitation. I shall not miss my encounter. I shall not miss my visitation. Go on ahead and speak to God. I shall not miss my encounters. I shall not miss my encounters. I shall not miss my encounters. Demand for angelic activity. Increase angelic and celestial activity and traffic around my life, around your life, around your family. Increase angelic activity. Yes, in angels of supply, angels of revelation, angels of direction. Mashato balayaya, lekesika barana hazadi, leperete sina galara hashada, leke barana gazagadi lagalala, leperete sigo laya damarada hashi. Angels of supply, angels of angels, angelic traffic, celestial traffic. Go ahead and make demands. Like you showed to Moses. Grant me access to your ways, Lord, like you granted Moses access. Show me your ways, Lord. Grant me access to your ways, Lord. Grant me access to your ways, Lord, like you granted Moses access. Bestelopi Ruhapasi, Leberida Zaratali Kokoramanada, Zdepelere Tesidada. Access to your ways, Lord. 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 Grant me access. Mahashida, Leperida, Kozinamadi, Steleberinaga, Mushida, Rohasidi, Keliramo, Sinamanasa, Lekesidora, Fidami, Galatari, Shoteka. Thank you.
make demands on deliverance and breakthrough. Father, every chain around my life that is not there by you, be broken right now. Every yoke around my life, be broken right now. Every door closed, be open right now. Make demands on deliverance. Make demands on breakthrough. I perceive there are people God is healing as well. Healing of blood sugar disease. Healing of hypertension, diabetes. Whatever is not of God in your body is going out now. Make demands on breakthrough. Make demands on healing. Make demands on deliverance. Go ahead, speak. Particular prayer point that has been a prayer point in your life for a long time. That particular prayer point that has been a prayer point for a long time. Ask God to answer you that particular prayer point that has been a prayer point for a long time. Ask God to answer you. Go ahead and speak to God. That particular prayer point that has been a prayer point for a long time. Go ahead. Mashata kalabadabalaba. Answer prayer. Answer me, oh God, on this particular point, this particular issue. I have looked up to you for a long time. I trust you for answers. Go ahead and ask for the answers. Mahashada Dalira Bahusadia. Jesus' name. You know, when children stray away from home, they pick up habits that are strange to the house. Am I communicating? When people stray from the father's house, they pick up, even pastors begin to function in ways that are very strange. When a pastor leaves his God ordained Father and God ordained position. Before you can, you say, praise God, I say, touch my leg and drop that one naira. Touch my leg and drop 10 naira. All manner of strange things begin to happen as they stray away from the house. Please, be your brother's keeper.
Don't give up on anybody too soon. If you see people stray, assist them, pull them. Say, this is strange, this is strange. This is not normal behavior. We are going to pray right now. Father, align me. Help me to remain in alignment. By the power of your house. Open your mouth and speak to God. Help me to remain in alignment. Help me to remain committed and dedicated in the house. To remain in alignment. To remain in alignment. To remain in alignment. Open your mouth and pray. To remain in alignment. To remain in alignment. Sharabada hasidada. Leperete side galayalala. Leperete sakade galalala. To remain in alignment. To remain in alignment. To remain in alignment. Speak to God. Speak to God. Speak to God. Help me to remain in alignment. In alignment. In alignment. Shakobada galadiada. Leperete sikada galagada. Lekoste berona gazi. Jorata kasete fila kataka, jarota kasete fita kasika la katika lama, jarota kasete kala de mi kala nasta, jarota na kakatika la kareda, repata katika soko la katika ka, jarota kaseka la katika na katoko koso, jorota kasaka la katika ka, jarata fita kala katika kaska, jako la katika katika sakala, lepra katika soko da kala katika na kata, jarota kaseka taka la katika sa, jarota kaske la fina kala la, ke jarona magadika la, ke jarona magalaka la, lepra kasito la katikala repapa kateka sokota kala ke fikateka jarota kaseta fitaka kaseka jaka prakateka shakala keteka fra jako la pakateka kaka. So shall it be. Lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise, the thanks, the honor, the worship, the supremacy, the dominion, the rule, the sovereignty. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him. Father, we are grateful. 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 I love Ashotoprata Kakashalala. How many of you just feel something right now? You feel something in the house. You will not live without your testimonies. Let's celebrate God for a few minutes.
Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Everybody say, you are lifted up. You are lifted up. Jehovah is lifted high. Hey, you are lifted up. Jesus, you are lifted up. Say, you are lifted up. Jehovah, you are lifted high. We've got to lift the name higher. Say, you are lifted up. Hey, you are lifted up. Say, you are lifted up. Hey, you are lifted up. Hey, my God is good, yo. Good God. Has God been good to you in any way? In any form? kind. Somebody give the Lord a
together as we kindly take our seats.